Hello, welcome to another video. Today, we're going to do some questions, some really key trading questions. Now, these were put to me by Ben on the Betfair Trading Community Forum. If you're not over there, if you're not asking questions, then you're missing out. So go and do that. But these are really good questions. So I thought I would open them up to this video, to this podcast, and actually get inside my head so that you guys can see what successful Betfair traders are thinking when they're trading. So I've actually got the questions on the screen for you here because I really just wanted to make this as clear and easy for you guys. This tutorial will really help you today. So let's go. Question one, it's on the screen here. Do you have a set amount of trades you'll trade per day, week? Now, my answer here is no, I don't. And I'm going to explain my answers afterwards in a bit more detail. But I don't have a set amount of trades per week. A lot of the trading I do is automated or it's pre-planned. So I will already know the selections I want to trade that day. And it will literally just be a case of placing bets in the morning or automating the bets for later in the day. And any sort of off-the-cuff trading I do, which to be honest is fairly rare these days, I really like to have it set. I really like to follow a plan and be quite rigid with my trading. I find that works really well for me. But when I do that kind of trading, then no, I don't limit myself because ultimately, if you have an edge, you should keep pushing that edge. So if you have a good strategy, you should keep using that strategy as often as you can, okay? Now, there is a time where those lines get a bit blurred and I'll get into that as we get into this a little bit more. Number two, do you restrict your exposure at a given time, i.e. 3 p.m. on Saturdays? Now, this is an interesting one because I do a lot of football and horse racing trading as my main. And Saturday is by far my busiest day. Sunday is quite busy as well because there's a lot of football on Saturdays and Sundays. But Saturday, my exposure is much higher than the rest of the week, okay? So this is a really good question. And it's something you guys should think about because ultimately, you don't want to be sat there and, you know, you've got all of your bankroll exposed on your trades for that day if you're not comfortable with that or if that means that there's a chance you could lose a lot of money, okay? It really is as simple as that. But for me, in terms of exposure, I don't limit my exposure. I don't limit the amount of bets I can place in a day, etc., etc. It's never particularly overwhelming. Again, a lot of what I do is kind of either automated or semi-automated or robotic. You know, I've got a plan. My strategy is given to me by Betfair Trading Community. I've created the strategy, but they give me the selections every day. And I just have to place the bets, or in the case of the automation I do, that just does it all for me. So all I need to do is log into the automation and it takes the bets from the horse racing from Betfair Trading Community and it does all the trades for me without me having to do anything other than log into that service and turn those bots on. So, I think what you'll get from these four questions is very clearly that it's much, much simpler as a Betfair trader when you can plan these things, when you have these kind of robotic ways of doing things, because you're not letting your emotions get involved. You're not letting your discipline have an influence. Question three, do you have a target profit on any given day, depending on how many trades you have? And do you stop when you reach it? Again, really good question, really common question. And again, the answer for me is no. I don't have a target per day because I have a set plan and I stick to the plan. And look, if you've got a strategy that makes money, that's a good strategy, that's a winner, why would you stop? Let's say you have 10 trades lined up that day, but you win your first three. Why would you stop at that point? It doesn't make mathematically, right? Let's be very clear here. Statistically, factually, mathematically, it doesn't make any sense because you're leaving seven out on the table. And if you've got an edge, on average, those seven will make you money. So all you're doing by limiting yourself in that regard is you're leaving money on the table, which is something we should never be doing as Betfair traders. Now, those lines do get a little bit blurred, as I said earlier, and I will get into that in a minute, because there is one scenario where you might do that. Okay, and last but certainly not least, do you trade unexpected opportunities or do you stick to your plan rigidly? So mainly I stick to my plan rigidly. And certainly with the planned trades, I don't change anything, okay? And too many people, they have a plan and then they change their mind about what they're going to do halfway through And that's what I find actually tends to lead to people making losses on Betfair. A lot of the time it's because they had a plan and their plan wasn't a bad plan. But something went against them, or they get a bit nervy, or they got a bit edgy about it, they decide to change their mind or do something different, and ended up worse off than they would have been if they just let it go. So stick to the plan. That's what I do. Now, the times where I do trade unexpected events, which is a little bit different. So one of the good examples of this for me is Test cricket. Okay, I will often trade Test cricket. And the two things I really like to trade are laying the draw, and the other thing is laying a team who are chasing a high total in the fourth innings. That is where the bread and butter of where I've made my money on cricket trading. I don't do tons of cricket trading, okay? I leave that to the cricket traders on the forum. That thread is amazing, by the way. So if you're a member, go and check out the cricket thread, because there's guys on there, Nathan and Richard particularly, but a couple of others as well, who are amazing on there and really share and do great things. But I don't trade a ton of cricket. I just wait for certain opportunities. And so, are they unexpected? Probably not, because I'm always kind of waiting. You know, England were playing India recently, and I was hoping that, oh, there's going to be a big total chase in the fourth innings, and a couple of times there were, and I laid that team. Made the money. It's fairly easy to do. But that's kind of what I do. The other area I look at is outright markets. Now, if you followed me for a few years, you know I'm really good at outright betting. I like to look at teams that I think are being underpriced, and basically teams that I think have a really good shot of doing something, maybe winning or maybe getting far in a competition. So, you know, you'll be looking at things like, let's say, the winner of Wimbledon or the World Cup winner or the Euros winner, because it's the Euros this summer, or, you know, American football I like to do, like baseball I've done well at, basketball. Things where you're getting a lot of selections at big odds, okay, and virtually everything. I mean, this is the beauty of American sports. The outrights is that the NFL markets, the NBA markets, the MLB markets, virtually every selection will be fairly high odds. It's very rare that at the start of the season you'll get anything odds on. So, you know, unlike the Premier League, where obviously you can have things like that. So you can find these opportunities. If you can find a team that's going to do well, so I will do that. But the key with all of this is that my staking, I make sure I always stake the correct amount. I never overstake, ever. I never change my stake. I stick to the stake I use, and that's the plan. I give myself plenty in reserve. So if it does go downhill, I'm going to be fine. And if it does go downhill, you can then recover it without having to try and chase losses. Okay. That's how is the best way to do it. So I kind of wanted to get into a little bit of a conclusion, because these are four really good questions. And I've got a couple of bits I want to say about it. Okay. What you'll have found with my answers is that a lot of it does come down to maths. Okay, if you have a winning strategy, then you should trade it, regardless of how your day's gone. Yeah, just because you've had a losing day doesn't mean you should leave the last selection alone. That's where you start to get into the realm of superstition, and some people are like, oh yeah, but you know, I'm on a losing streak. I'm, you know, oh, the luck's against me, the cards are against me. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's not. It couldn't care less. Luck, the cards, the dice, they couldn't care less about you. They're just playing the maths game. And if you play it long enough, if you play it smartly enough, you will do well. But the reality is so many of you don't. And that's why I do this stuff, to try and teach you, to give you a little tutorial into the mind of a successful trader and how you guys should be thinking. Okay. The other thing I'd like to say here is that, you know, a lot of my answers are saying, no, I don't do this. I don't set targets. No, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Now, where this gets more blurry is if you have discipline issues, or if you can't manage your bankroll properly, then they are the cases where I will say to people, do that. If you've hit a target and you feel like, yeah, but if I bet again and lose, it's going to make me really angry because I should have just stopped. And then I'm going to do a silly trade to try and make that money back. In that kind of scenario where you're going to basically do something stupid, I'll say, okay, maybe stop trading. But then again, in a way, I'd rather you just worked on your discipline issues and stop trading for a while, maybe go down to minimum stakes and really start to work on it, okay? Because that's what's going to separate you. The reason that we've been successful, it's no secret. It's not like Betfair trading community has been some secret club and, oh, you know, it's really hard to work out. No, the reason we've been successful is because we have solid discipline. We preach it like billio. I mean, some of you might be sick to death of hearing me talk about discipline. That's fine, because I know, because based on the message I get daily, that people struggle with discipline massively, okay? And if you do let your emotions get involved, and if you really find it hard to separate those things, then yeah, setting targets does make sense. Reducing your exposure does make sense. Reducing your amount of trades does make sense till you build yourself up. Okay, you won't be at my level straight away. I'm not asking that. I don't expect you to be. What I do expect you to do, and what I do want you to do, is to act, is to actually actively try to improve your discipline, try to improve your mentality, try to make your trading more robotic like I have, okay? I had those issues in my early days. A lot of you who've listened to a lot of my stuff will know that. I had these issues in my early days. I was able to get rid of them. That's why I believe that every single one of you can do it. It's just up to you. Ultimately, it's going to be up to you. Now, when I get questions like this, ultimately, the person will be struggling or they'll need some help, okay? Now, questions like this are good. I can reply to them and, you know, this might have helped you, it might not. What really would actually help you is if I knew what was going on with you, right? If you told me more about your personal situation regarding trading, you know, what is it you're unhappy with? What is it you're struggling with beyond the P&L? See, someone can tell me, well, I'm treading water, or I'm making a few quid, but I'm not making as much as I want to. That doesn't tell me anything. What I want to know is deep down, what is it that's going on? What is it that's holding you back? Why is it that you're in that situation? And why is it you're not happy? And why is it you don't know what to do? Because then when you talk to me about that, I can then go, I can help you there. Because I can guarantee that I will have not heard about the issue. I can't imagine anyone after 10 years of being a Betfair trading tutor and training loads of traders from beginner to semi-pro to pro, I can't believe that in those 10 years of what I've learned teaching people, that you're going to come to me with a story that's something I've never heard before, or it's a term that's totally different, or something I can't help you with, okay, guys? So do that. Open up a little bit more about what's going on with you. Always ask the questions. We've got a private coaching section on the Betfair Trading Community Forum. That's just for you, me, Ryan, and Adam, okay? With anyone who can see that. So it really is private. And you can just tell us what's going on, and that will really help you. Well done to Ben. These are cracking questions. And this has been a really good video and podcast because of that. So thank you for that, Ben. Top stuff. Guys, if you've enjoyed this video, I've kind of done something a little bit different here today, but I really wanted to teach you how to kind of change your mindset. If you've enjoyed this video, say the word mind, M-I-N-D, say the word mind, and that will let me know you enjoyed it and that you want more content like this in the future. But more importantly, guys, have a great week. Make some money on Betfair for me, will you?